Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And I want to invite you that when you go to that website, make sure you sign up for that free newsletter, because I would love to send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that'll help you create the life that you desire. So check that out at AskSueLondon.com. Now, I also want to share with you that as a Reiki master, I'm going to be teaching a level 2 Reiki class shortly. So if you're going to be in the Burlington, Ontario, Canada area, I will be teaching a level 2 Reiki class on Tuesday, July the 10th. And I have two more spots available if you're interested in joining us. So if you are interested, you just have to simply send me an email at Sue@AskSueLondon.com. You can also get more details through my website on the calendar area at AskSueLondon.com. And I have a busy week. I'm also tomorrow going to be filling the host seat for the Dr. Pat Show. That show is heard at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time and at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Time here on Transformation Talk Radio, as well as WBLQ 1230 a.m. radio and KKNW out of Seattle, Washington. Now, the guest that I'm going to be interviewing, some of you may remember her. Her name is Missy Byers. Well, we had her on my show, about a month ago or so, and we were talking about organizing your stuff. Well, Missy's going to be back with me tomorrow, and she's going to help you to organize your time and your schedules to help you be more organized and efficient. So that's going to be an awesome show. It's a half-hour show, so if you want to call in, I invite you to do that and grow and get organized. It's awesome when you're organized. Now, today, we've got such a great show for you. We're going to learn about palmistry. Folks, you know that when you look at your hand, you got all these little lines on there. Well, they have meaning. And today, you're going to learn what those lines mean. It is absolutely incredible what you can learn from that. And our guest today is going to share with you what happened when she did my reading. And many of you, last week I shared on the show, I said to you, send scanned palms of your hand in. And today, our guest, Myrna Lou Goldbaum, is going to give the results of what those palms messages she got from those readings. So thank you to all of you who sent your palms in. We want to make sure we have some time to share all that. And also, we have a treat for you because my husband, Ross, sent his palm in. So it's going to be a special treat for me because I'm going to learn what Myrna Lou has to say about my special guy. Now, Chris, I have to ask you before we get started, how are you doing? What's new?
What's new? Well, it's about the same temperature here as it is over there in Canada, surprisingly.
Ooh, it's hot.
It's hotter than hot. It feels like it's about, you said in an email to me earlier that it felt like 120, and that's exactly the way it feels over here. We're just about 90 degrees here, but the humidity makes it feel over 100.
Yeah. I think it's something like, well, we're like 40 degrees Celsius, but even though I'm Canadian, I go using that, the Fahrenheit, I don't know, I think it's like equivalent to 120 or something Celsius, so in very high humidity. But you know what? It's better than snow to me. I don't mind it because, you know, every night with it being so hot, Ross and I have gotten into a pattern. We're making healthy salads, packing a picnic, and then we're going down to the beach and having our supper down there. And then when it gets dark, the sun goes down, about 10 o'clock at night, we're taking the dogs out for their walk. So we're still keeping our routine, but staying cool and laying low. But and today is we're on a countdown, as you know. We're moving to our new house. It's 5 weeks today now, my friend.
I know. That's good for you. That's great.
But I have to share with you, you know, Myrna Lou did a reading on my hand, and I'm going to have to ask her during the show because I have to tell you, and you know me quite well, learned I am not a patient person.
Really?
I'm not patient at all. Holy smokes.
I'm kidding when I say that.
Yeah, I know you are. But yeah, I've really found that like I can't get moved soon enough. And so today is a big countdown. And I know someone said to me, oh, it's what, 6 weeks away? And I said, no, it's five. Don't take that away from me. So we're getting closer to our countdown. All great stuff. So are you ready for lots of calls that we're going to have today, Chris?
Absolutely. I can imagine that there will be. So
okay, good. So Chris, let's share with everyone. We have a giveaway, one of my books today, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And for everybody, for the first caller who calls into and talks to my producer, Christopher, he is going to put a book aside for you, and you have a special gift from Christopher and I and Get Inspired Radio. So Christopher, give them the number you want them to call. This has to be somebody who will go into the Westerly Rhode Island radio station and pick up a copy of the book. So, Chris, what number do you want them to call?
Well, you know what? I'm going to give out the 800 number also, just in case there's somebody who's listening online and they may want to come to Rhode Island to get it. And that's 1-800-930-2819. And for our local listeners, it's 401-322-9091.
Perfect. And folks, like I said, the first caller who calls right now into the station to one of those numbers, my wonderful producer, Christopher, will answer the phone and you will be the winner of today's gift from me and Get Inspired Radio and Christopher. So let's start the show now because I'm so excited to hear about my hubby. I talked to you about Myrna Lou. Well, let me tell you a little bit more about her. She has been reading palm skies for over 60 years, and she's an author of some very informative books. We're going to talk about her books today, and I want you to know that, like I mentioned, I have experienced a reading with Myrna Lou, and she is 100% accurate in what she will tell you. I can tell you that. She was 100% accurate with me. Amazing, amazing lady, and it's a really great tool if you want to learn more about yourself. Now, to learn more about Myrna Lou, her books, her workshops, upcoming events, how to get a session with her, anything you want to know about this special lady, you go to her website, Myrna Lou palmistry.com. That's spelled MYRNALOUPALMISTRY.com. So, and like we mentioned, if you want to call in today to ask questions, this is a great opportunity for you. The number you call to ask your questions is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So without any further delay, let's bring this special lady on. Myrna Lou, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Well, hi, and thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I always have so much fun with you. I always learn something new about myself.
Okay, well, now you're going to learn about Ross.
I'm so excited about that, and I'm sure we're going to have quite a fun weekend about, when you did my reading, you shared about how I had the potential of living till I was 120. And when I told...
Well, anybody under 50 does. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm 49, right? And so
right.
What happened, I was saying to Ross, oh, aren't you a lucky guy? You get me, you know, for possibly, you know, could be 120 years. He just rolled his eyes. And let me just leave it that... What the typical response you would get from a husband is what he gave me. But God bless him. Now,
yeah.
Before we do any reading, like giving results to everybody, can you just tell everybody what can you tell when you look at someone's palm?
Okay, well, there's five basic lines that I look at.
Okay.
And I look at the present, past, and future on the lifeline, which has to do with the birth canal and being born all the way till death. Then I look at health and things like that. Then I look at the love line, and it has to do with puberty, when a person first comes into love, then their first love, their engagements, broken engagements, marriages, divorces, all that's on there, if they're going to have a soulmate or if they're with their soulmate.
Okay.
Then I look at work, and I can see where somebody's been passed over or they're up for a promotion or they're going to get the promotion. Then I look at the bracelets and reproduction. So reproduction takes two people, but the woman has to have the right symbols on her hand or the right lines. And then depending on who she mates with, it's the potential of what she could reproduce. Then on the bracelets, which are on the wrist, that each row on the wrist represents 25 years. And it has to do with dilemmas and problems and situations that the person has to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
And how they find an answer or a solution.
Okay.
Or it starts out with the letter C on a newborn baby, a little tiny squishy C all across the wrist. And by the time the baby grows up and gets answers to questions or figures things out, they become O. The C closes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes like a bracelet going across the wrist. So some people have no dilemmas and some people are loaded. It just depends on their life. But a newborn baby comes into the world with a hand about the size of a 50-cent piece.
Wow.
And it has lines on it.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. An example of my reading, folks, just to give you a little blurb. We're going to give you blurbs about me personally all through the show. But a bit of my blurb of what Myrna Lou said to me was that you have a good thought processing mentally. You are a detail-oriented person who is a perfectionist. Yes, folks, I'm actually considering myself as a recovering perfectionist.
Okay.
I am hard on myself, absolutely. Christopher, wouldn't you agree with that?
You are hard on yourself, but well-disciplined, though.
I am, right? But I am very lenient with others, and that's also what Myrna Lou said. She said that I set goals and I kill until I accomplish them. And again, is that not me, Christopher?
That is you to a T, dear.
And also Myrna Lou said, you are an upbeat woman today and I'm a natural born teacher. So that's just a blurb about what Myrna Lou
and I
got.
Didn't know you at all when I did that.
Absolutely, yes, you did not.
I never even heard of you before and you told me, do your hand. So I did it.
Yeah, and I mean, she said to me, oh my gosh, she went on and you talked about me being boy crazy at a young, like in my early teens. And you know what? As much as I don't like to admit this, folks, but I will do this for you. Yes, I was boy crazy. I loved boys when I was younger. So, I mean, the things that she knew that others did not know, it just absolutely blew me out of the water. Now, I want to share with everybody, we have a winner for my book. And
I'm ready.
Yeah. Now, Christopher, who is our winner?
Well, he actually goes by the name Pauly.
Okay.
Even though I sent you the name, there is Paul Gincarella. He's the proud owner of Toscano's Men's Shop and one of our loyal sponsors. We talk about him on the morning show all the time. We kind of poke fun at him because we have this ongoing thing about trees in downtown Westerly. I think when you were here, okay. Sue, they were in the process of cutting them down. See, I like trees, but he thinks trees belong in the park and he doesn't think they belong on the sidewalk. So we have like an ongoing, we bust each other up all the time. But
thanks for bringing that up during my show, you guys.
Well, you can tell him how you feel, but I just want him to know, I want you to know that he listens all the time. Not only that, when customers go into his store, he's always playing the radio station. So,
Thank you for being such a loyal listener for us, Polly, and congratulations on receiving my book. I'm truly honored to share it with you. So,
you go.
Guys, next week we will have another special offer for you. And Myrna Lou, why don't we take this time now and share, before we do Debbie's reading on her hand, why don't you tell everybody what you're offering, and then we can have another caller call in. How's that?
Okay. Well, I wrote three books, and the third book that I wrote is called The Diary of a Palm Reader, and it starts with 1956 when I was in high school, and it goes till 2003, and it has stories in there of people that I've read, and I racked my brain and came up with some really good ones. And so it has murderers, kidnapping, blackmail, UFO stuff, ghosts, out-of-body, just everything.
Okay.
And so I'm giving that book away, and it's called The Diary of a Palm Reader. And I'm proud of all three of my books, but that one I want to give away.
Wow, well, that's wonderful. Now, thank you for that. I know that it's a great book, and listeners, it's another opportunity for you to grow. So call into the station, and that number again is, oh gosh, Christopher, can you share that local number with everybody?
1-800.
Well, I'll give you both numbers.
Yeah, give the local number. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Okay, well, first, the local number is 401-322-9091, but perhaps we have somebody listening on TransformationTalkRadio.com that would be, this is a great vacation spot, and they might be coming to the area. And
yes.
And the phone number is 1-800-930-2819.
And with that book of Myrna Lou's, you're basically, folks, going to phone in and talk to Christopher. The first person who calls is going to win that book. And then what will happen is Myrna Lou will ship it out to you. So great gift. Another great gift for you.
And I'll just give out the numbers one more time. 401. That's 401-322-9091 or 1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Okay, Myrna Lou, let's get into the fun. Now.
Okay. Who do you want first, Ross or Debbie?
Let's go with Debbie.
Okay.
Because I think can I ask you first? I think Debbie wanted to know about a soulmate, didn't she?
Right, and that's what they call me, is a soulmate specialist.
Yeah.
And one of my books is all about that, too. It's called Soulmate Connections.
And that's what I want to point out to everybody listening, because a lot of people will say, I wonder if I have a soulmate. Is there a soulmate out there for me? So Debbie, a wonderful listener, has asked that question, so go.
Okay, so Debbie is left-handed, which is harder for me to do than a right-handed, but I did it.
Okay.
And she actually sent me both of her hands, which helps, because a left-handed person lives in a right-handed world, and I do need both of them, and I forgot to tell Ross that.
Okay,
so she's a realtor, and so she's been married and divorced, and one of the most important things to her is she wants to be happy. So she wanted to know about the soulmate symbol, and a lot of people say that word, but they don't know what it means. And to me, a soulmate means it's somebody you had a life with before. When you were reincarnated, you were somebody else. And each time we come back, it changes, male, female, male, female. And that person, she might have been the guy last time, and the other person was the girl. Could have been her mother, it's mother-daughter, could be two guys, it doesn't matter. This time, she's her. And the soulmate would be a male because she's looking for a romantic connection. She's with somebody now, and it doesn't look to me like that's a soulmate. She has the symbol, and I'm going to tell your listeners what to look for. If you put your elbow on your stomach, threw your hand out in front of your face, and bend it towards your nose, your hand towards your nose, you would know, because there would be a little triangle. It looks like an Indian teepee or like a pyramid right at the wrist, on the hand, just right by the wrist. And so she has that mark. But when on a Xerox thing, or when a thing is scanned in, it doesn't show in color. But if it's beet red, that means that's the same as a neon sign saying, this is the one, this is the one. And hers is not beating red at me.
Okay.
So I think she's with someone. It's comfortable, but it's not exciting. She wants the juice.
Okay.
So it's not flashing.
Okay.
And it depends on if they live together, and if they do, that's a problem. And if they don't, I'm not telling anybody to dissolve a relationship. It's up to her to do, you know, it's free will. that the soulmate that she's supposed to have is supposed to come in at, by the end of this year, and she'd be married next year.
Wow.
So 2013, she'd be married, but not to who she thinks it is.
Okay.
Or not to who she's with now. So when a soulmate comes to you, they only come, first of all, you have to have been here before. That's one of the requirements. And she's been here 7 times.
Okay.
And normal is 4 to 7. So she has 7 soulmates out there in the world somewhere.
Okay.
So if she thinks she's with one, that's great, but it's not the one that will give her the true happiness.
Okay.
So a soulmate comes when you're miserable, you're alone, and you're crying to yourself, God darn it, I'm kind of cute. Where's my other half? I want somebody as good as me.
Yeah.
And that's when they hear that cry home, and they find you. And they could be in New York or Canada or England or it doesn't matter where. If they hear it and they know you from a past life, they come and find you. And to me, that's what a soulmate is. They only approach if you have the desire and you cry from within. And that's what I talk about in my book, too.
Wow.
So when a person is with a soulmate, the book I wrote called Soulmate Connections has 17 of the first 17 pages is all a person has to read, and they know right away either they're with it or they're looking for it. And so a lot of people seek a soulmate. The average age of the people I read, and I've read 50,014 now, but the average age is 40 to 60. And that doesn't mean I don't read other people. But what happens in this book, it starts out and it says mistakes not to make this time, questions to ask, 15 qualities to look for in a mate. How do you recognize a soulmate? Will they stay forever? How can I find one? There's all kinds of things. What do I need? What is karma? But the big one is, how do I accidentally on purpose find the energy that I need that is my other half, which is the soulmate?
Yeah.
And so I give 46 love stories, and it starts with Irma Bombeck.
Okay.
And every one of them is a hint what to do.
Okay. Wow.
So
okay.
Debbie has a soulmate. So,
but
in
just
soulmate,
not right now.
Well, growth is what's important, and they're stagnating. Okay. She's not growing with this one.
Right. Okay.
A soulmate looks and acts like you do. You look good together. I don't know what your husband looks like, but I know that you're a match fit.
We are, yeah.
In his hand, I could tell.
Yeah.
Then on top of that, they have to have the same likes, dislikes, vote the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you have a philosophy that's similar. Either you both like dogs or you both like cats. It can't be one likes dogs and one likes cats. They're in the same place at the same time that you are. And it's like hugging yourself.
You know, and can I add to that? You know, and I know too, that my husband Ross and I, we are soulmates. And we finish each other's sentences. And I'll send you his
picture
after. That's
what we're talking about. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I'll send you his picture after the show, Myrna Lou.
Okay.
But we actually can finish our thoughts, our sentences, and we do both really love dogs.
We're on the same wavelength with the house that you're building.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
You have the same ideas or the same philosophy.
Well, and you know what's really interesting when you say about that? When I had met Ross, I was doing a lot of spiritual growing and workshops and that. And I was at the time working with Mark Victor Hansen. And Mark had said, you know, if you really want to have... create your future, you have to see it, you have to feel it, you have to manifest it and visualize. Exactly, right? So one of the techniques he gave you is to sit down and write down what you want your future to look like. Now, Ross and I had been together, I don't know, a few weeks, and I said, hey, let's do this together and see if we're similar. Do you know that we had not talked about it, and to a T, we both had put on the same thing? To a
right,
tea.
Because he
to
knew right away when he met you, you were the one.
Yeah,
he didn't say that right away, but he knew it in his head. This is
it.
I want that tushy. I'm chasing her.
Yeah. Well, he was asking me all about, you know, stuff about me, and I thought this was just a Toastmaster thing because he was my mentor from Toastmasters, and then I found out years later, it was a checking you out thing. I was a little naive when it came to stuff like that.
Yeah, well, like if you took your sheet and his sheet, you could lay them on top of each other, and they'd be the same answers.
And so his triangle, he's left-handed. So his triangle shows on his left hand.
Right. And his right hand, he doesn't have one.
That's right.
And the reason is one hand is the wish hand, and I don't even read that usually, but he's a lefty also.
That's right. Yep.
And so I read his left hand because I didn't have his right hand. But when I do a left-handed person, my little brain has to, I'm right-handed, so my brain has to cross over.
Yeah.
And I've been married three times to a lefty every time because I'm one of them.
So let me ask you this question. Okay, so here's Debbie. She's not with the soulmate that she should be with.
Right.
So if she dates a guy and she's saying, oh, you know what? I'm feeling everything you're saying that Ross and Sue have. Now, how do I know if he's him? Could she actually look at his hand and if he has a triangle?
No, he doesn't need to have it. It only takes one and a couple. In your case, you both have it. And that's a double good luck. But I don't have one. And my husband this time does. It only takes one and a couple to have it.
Oh, okay.
So she wouldn't have to look at his hand. How she would know is their life on a roller coaster? Is it smooth and easy? Does she finish his sentences just like you were talking about?
Okay.
Are they on the same wavelength? And if they're not, that's not a soulmate because they've already had bickering, competition, sexual tension, frustration, arguing in a past life. This one should be smooth, easygoing. Doesn't mean perfect. Nothing's perfect, but it means pretty easy.
And so because Ross and I each have it, what does that mean?
It's double good luck. It means you knew him in a past life. He knew you in a past life. It might not have been the same past life, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
He's been here 11 times. Debbie's been here 7 times.
Yeah, okay.
So he's 1,100 years old. He has 11 soulmates. You're just one of them.
Oh,
you've been
okay.
here 18 times.
Yep, that's right.
I give a lecture over 20, so 18 is getting up there. So you kept coming back looking for him every one of those lifetimes.
That's
so you
right.
found him.
And he was worth it, folks. I have to say that.
Yeah, you got what you want. You play the same emotional pattern over and over again in your head, and
we
you
do.
Have to change that when you get a divorce. The reason you got the divorce was the arguing, the fighting, the bickering, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so then you don't want that same thing next time. You don't want to repeat that.
Okay. Now, can I need you to hold that thought because, Christopher, we have a winner for Myrna Lou's book.
Yes, we have Heidi West of Pawcatuck, Connecticut, who's listening right now. So another local listener. And she is more than, actually, no, she wouldn't come to the studio for this one. We have her email address, so we'll make sure we get that to you.
Very good.
Well, I can't email it to her. I have to mail it physically. It's an actual book. It's
right.
It's not an e-book.
But I think she wants you to email her how to do that. So.
Oh, okay.
You guys can do that.
Send me her email to my email if any of your listeners want to ask me about a reading or if they want to get in touch with me about any of my books. It's HMG at private I, and it's a little letter I, not like one you see out of. HMG at privateeye.com.
Okay, very good. So, Christopher, you've given Heidi, you've got her email address. Is that what you have?
Yes, I have her email address. I was not able to get her mailing address. I think she wants to discuss that with Myrna, and that's fine with me.
Okay, so maybe, Heidi, you're listening. If you could email Myrna, and then Myrna will give you the details of where to send the address and get the book. So congratulations. This is so exciting. I love giving stuff away.
So let me tell you about Ross because I can't stand it.
Okay. You can't stand it? Oh, no. Should I be scared?
No, it's good.
Or should I say, should we have discussed this, maybe go to a commercial break first to discuss this? Or
no, you'll like it.
Okay, go ahead.
He has a diamond shape on his hand, you know, like a baseball diamond or a football, a diamond shape.
Yeah.
Means he's a diamond in the rough.
He is.
Okay, so it says he's giving, loving, kind, generous, compassionate. He's for humanity.
Yes.
He's a true partner who shares in your life. He's a cheerleader for you.
He is.
He's creative. He gets great big ideas. Sometimes they're too big, and he has to bring them down to reality.
He's a caregiver. Can I ask you something? Because that part is more me. So would he actually, take on my stuff?
No, he's got his own personality traits before he ever knew you. This was in there when he was born.
Oh, okay.
So he is who he is. And then together you shape a new life and you make it together. So your stuff and his stuff should meld, blend.
Okay.
So he's a caregiver and he feels for people and he wants to help. And so that means he's compassionate. He is passionate. He searched for his soulmate and he knew instantly when he met you, you were the one.
Yes, yeah.
And he didn't even know the word soulmate back then, I don't think.
No, he did not.
So now he's educated and he knows.
Yeah.
And the two of you are definitely partners. You're going to march through life together.
Yes, we are. And now, I'm saying this, but Christopher, you know Ross. Does that not sound like him?
Yes, that is him to a T. You're right on, Myrna.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, no, I just say I get 90 to 95% right because I don't want to say I'm 100 because then I would be God.
Well, you sound like 100% so far. You sound like 100%.
Yeah. Well, I haven't read Michelle, Sarah, Anita, Sandy. I'd like to do Sandy next.
We're going to. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So is there anything more about Ross?
No, that was what I got from his hand.
Yeah,
but he was very helpful last night when I was having computer problems. He redid his hand and sent it again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I have to thank him for that.
Yeah, I have to say that, you know, a lot of people, you've heard me say, folks, you know, I'm really grateful when I have people in my life. I have a really great producer. And, you know, some people will not say that they are so happy, you know, with their husband that. But I will honestly always say how proud I am to be Ross's wife and partner. And we're a team. We're not just husband and wife, but, you know, we're a team in everything that we do. And I am really grateful to have him.
Well, you don't have a roommate, that's for sure.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. And like he'll introduce me as his adventure, not his wife. And it's true. You know, that's us. So as Chris is now saying that, right? So yeah. But okay, so enough about me going on mushy about my husband here. Let's because I could go on and on about that. But
I spent a couple hours last night going through all of these after I got the computer mess straightened up.
I know, We did have some challenges, that's for sure. Folks, I have to tell you, Myrna Lou is such a trooper. It was like really, right, Myrna Lou, the blind leading
late
the blind?
It was late at night.
And Myrna Lou called me, I'm walking the dogs, like 10:30 at night, and she could not open these scanned emailed palms. And so Sandy, that leads us into Sandy. Sandy is really a great technical guru.
Computers, that's true.
Exactly. So she is totally responsible for everyone having their reading today. So Sandy, I love you and thank you so much for having such an impact on the show today. So let's now talk about Sandy. What happened
Well, what I was doing is I picked one thing to talk about on each of these girls' hands.
Okay.
So Sandy, her picture was a little grainy, but I was able to make it out.
Okay.
So she's also a left-hander. And she's under 50, and anybody under 50 is going to live to 120 to 130 because of technology.
Yep.
And so when I was talking to her last night, and she was trying to help me, and she was visualizing what I had going on here, and I could tell, I could hear her mind going click, click, click. She'd say, try this, try that, try this. Then she came up with a brilliant idea, and she said, does your husband have a computer in the house? And I said, I'm sitting right next to it. We have a computer room. We're side by side on computers. So she said, why don't you just email everything Sue sent you to his computer, see if you can open it up. Sure enough, every one of them were there.
Wow.
So I love her, too, because that saved the day. So what I did was I looked at her work line.
Work line, okay.
It says her job is her life. And she enjoys work, and it shows. She likes to help people, and she's a good listener. Mm-hmm. She can relate to a person's dilemma, and I know that because she related to mine.
Yeah.
So she's also a perfectionist in her work, and she has good work ethic and good habits. Mm-hmm. She has good ideas, and she likes to try and save money and time.
Okay.
She's had several jobs up to now. And maybe they were just part-time and she was young or it was babysitting or something, but this looks like it's her first or second job. She has leadership abilities and qualities that are needed to succeed.
Okay. Wow.
And go up the ladder.
Now, so we've got listeners listening to this, and they're looking at their hand saying, how do you know this stuff?
I could tell them where the work line is. So everybody has by their thumb, if you look at your hand and you stick it out in front of your face, there's a crease right by your thumb.
Okay.
And this is with an open palm. So the crease doesn't count. That's where your thumb's connected to your hand. But from the crease to the center of the hand is age 10 to 50. And that's where I was looking for most of them. A couple of them were past that. So I was looking at her work lines, and what they are, they're like creases or lines. And if you bend your thumb and aim it towards the middle of your hand a little bit, you'll see a whole bunch of creases show up. Can you do that?
Yeah, I see lots of wrinkles there.
Yeah, right. They look like wrinkles or stripes or creases or whatever you want to call them. And so that's what I was looking at for Sandy.
So okay, just to backtrack. So the listeners are looking at their dominant hand, right?
Right, the one they eat and write with.
Okay,
always say stick it on your waist, throw your hand out in front of you. And if you bend your elbow into your, you know, glue your elbow to your body and throw your hand out and then bend it towards your nose, you can see every line there.
Okay, so I have all these wrinkles. What does that mean?
Lines because you're 1,800 years old plus now.
Oh, okay. So, Christopher, are you able to do that? Is that working for
you? Absolutely. Yes, I can.
Yeah. Do you see a lot of wrinkles on your... By there? That area? Do you know what we're talking about? Are you totally confused?
Well, I'm looking at my hands.
Heel of the thumb.
The heel of the thumb. I, you know, it's kind of weird because they're lines, but they're not really wrinkles. So it's kind of
cusp. They're not really wrinkles. I call them stripes or creases.
Yeah, there are a lot of stripes there, if that's what you want to say.
Yeah. And so we know how old you are. So you've been working from the crease where the thumb is connected. So it should only be showing up to 39 because that's how old you are.
Oh.
And then as you get other jobs, more lines will come. So you shouldn't be showing past 50. You shouldn't be showing from 40 to 50. Should be blank right there.
Wow.
You didn't live there yet.
How interesting. Isn't that interesting? I can't wait till you read Christopher's palm because I think...
Yeah, it should be fun.
I think it'll be fun. He already had... I've sent mine on to him. I think you read it, didn't you, Christopher?
Yeah, well, I sent it out, yes.
Oh, you sent it out? Did you share with everybody?
I sent it to Myrna. I don't know if you have it yet, Myrna.
No. because I can't get anything on my computer and I'm sitting here. I have to go redo it and send it to my husband's because I was having computer trouble and he took a whole bunch of stuff off of here.
Well, that's you and Sue today. Same problem.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about
it. Wait a minute. No, I have it. It says, hi, Myrna, my birth date is April. I got it. Let's see.
You can say it. April 13th, 1973.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great big color picture. How beautiful. This is the best one I got. Okay.
Wow. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm looking.
Do you want to read Christopher now then?
Yeah, I
can.
Was
there anything, before we go any further, was there anything more for Sandy?
Nope, that was it on her. But
very good.
Okay, I'm looking at his. It shows he's got a really high IQ. So is that true?
Well, high IQ too. No, yes. I don't want to brag.
More than 120.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but I do feel that I am intelligent. Yes.
You are very intelligent. Take responsibility and own it, there, my friend.
Yeah. Okay. On the lifeline, which is if you look on your hand by the baby finger side, you will see a long crease that goes from the baby finger towards the middle of your hand. Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there's a big fork or a V at the end of it. Do you see the fork?
Yes, I do see the fork.
That's your IQ. So my fork is a quarter of an inch long, which means I'm a college graduate, but mine isn't as big as this. Yours is an inch long. So you're three quarters smarter than me.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you don't have to, you know.
We don't have to say you're 164. That's right. Then you have two X's up there, and the X's have to do with one is on the intelligence part, and the other one is on ESP. So it says you have more ESP than the average person. And that means you can tell when somebody isn't who they say they are, or nobody can dupe you, right?
Right.
Okay, well, that's
you sound like you're questioning that still, my friend.
I'm looking right there. Then the love line.
No, I wasn't questioning it. I'm putting thought into my answers. I don't want to just say right for the sake of saying
right. On the love line, it says you were a late bloomer.
That is true.
And it says you didn't really start dating or going out at all until you were old enough to drive.
Actually, I was 20, so you're absolutely right.
Okay. Then it says you had the very first girlfriend you had good luck with, and then you had another one, there's three of them so far. So are you married?
I pretty much live like I'm married. We haven't officially signed the papers.
It says you're married right now. And okay. It says that it's in a, it's for the rest of your life, because after 25 years go by, you're going to probably marry her all over again.
Wow.
You're going to wait 25 years, Christopher?
Well, do I have to follow? I mean, I won't wait that long.
I hope
no,
not.
No, I said first you're married, and then 25 years after you do that, you're going to do it again with the same person.
Well, here's the thing. Of course, it's a two-way street. It's whatever she says. If she wants to renew everything and all that good stuff, we'll do that.
It says you're going to. Okay. Well, you were born with the line. So it says if she's the one that you're supposed to end up with, then she's the one that you'll do it twice.
Hmm. Wow. So okay. You know what you do, Christopher? You take her to a beach and you get married on the beach.
Right in front of God. You just hold her hands and say, we are now married, and that's it.
And they live at the beach, Myrna Lou.
That's right. We're not that. We don't live. I want to make it clear. We don't live right on the ocean, but we live about maybe 10 minutes away from the ocean.
Yeah.
It's not
so
far.
So around here where we live, we go up in the mountains and hold hands and do it. You know, people just consecrate it and say we are now married in the eyes of God, and that's it. You don't need the piece of paper, the ring, nothing. You just do it that way.
You know, as much as we love the ocean, she probably would love the mountain, because whenever we go up to Maine, or which isn't often, by the way, we don't take vacations a lot. She's always saying, let's go to a mountain, let's go to a mountain. So,
well, because it's very spiritual to be on a mountain. I love the ocean, and we're landlocked in Colorado. We don't have one here.
Wow. We always want what the other one has.
can I ask you, Myrna Lou, when you're looking at Christopher's chart, would you say he's living his passion?
Right now he is, for work.
Yeah.
But that could change.
Okay.
Because he, I'm looking on.
I hope not. I love what I do.
Right now, I said, okay, maybe by the time you're 45 or 50, you decide to get into film.
Okay.
Or voiceover. So you should probably be doing voiceover radio stuff. Or disc jockey stuff. Or there's, it's the entertainment field, but it's different than this.
Well, you know what? You are right, because the way I see my destiny, and I know you see it better than I do, is even after I'm finished, you know, if you want to call it retired, because, you know, that's my goal. We all have goals. I still would keep my hands in it, and one of the things I'd be doing would be the voiceover aspect and the disc jockey aspect. So you're right on.
Well, you'd get it because of your voice, see? You'd make a lot of money.
Thank you.
You could. So I'm done with his, because now when he, so I can do a real one and mail it to him.
Perfect. Well, that's great. And folks, I can tell you, like, as much as I, you know, Christopher has told you about me and Ross, I can tell you that from what Myrna Lou has said, this is my producer. This is definitely what she's saying. This is him. So again, she's right on, right, Christopher?
You know what? Right to the T. You know, you said 90 to 95%. You're doing 100.
Yeah.
My dear.
Well, and if anybody wants a reading with me, I'm not supposed to discuss pricing, I don't think, on the air, but they can email me at that hmg@privateye.com, and I'll tell them how much I charge for.
You know what, my friend? You can say anything like that on our show.
Okay. Well, I charge 90 for a palm reading, and 95 if they want a tape recording and a report. And the report's usually 4 to 5 pages typed, single space. It's a big, long report. So.
And so before we do the, we have three more to read.
Right.
And we're running out of time. So I just wanted to say, if you're listening and you want a reading, Myrna Lou, what process do you want them to take? Email you?
Right. They would email me at hmg@privateye.com. But they ought to look up my website at MyrnaLouPalmistry.com to see my videos and other stuff that's up there.
Perfect. Okay, so let's go on and talk about Rochelle.
Well, Rochelle. Yeah, okay. Rochelle's next. She has something really neat in her hand. It's called the letter M.
Okay.
And the M stands for three things. Number one, it says survivor. Number two, it's for a lot of money. And number three, nobody better pull the wool over her eyes or pull a trick on her, or they'll be sorry they ever met her. And so the survivor thing means if she lost a job, she's depressed, she's down on the floor, she pull herself up by the bootstraps and she'd be okay. And the money thing, I have an M, and mine's worth $1.2 million, and hers is bigger than that. And this is not a lottery ticket. It's something from her own brain. She'll think up something or come up with an idea, and she goes with it. Her lifeline is around 90-ish.
Okay.
I looked on her left hand. I mean, her right hand.
Okay.
She's also a lefty.
Look at all these lefties tonight, eh?
Yeah, I know. That killed me. But the other hand shows no M, so her wish hand doesn't have it. It's the real hand. So maybe she got an idea when she was 20 or 25, and she's going to get it back, put it on a sheet of paper, show it to somebody, and she makes $10,000 a month for the rest of her life or something.
Wow.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
She's young, so it says she's one of the ones going to 120 or 130. Her longevity line shows 90 to 91, but that's the people she comes from. She has two guardian angels, which is normal.
Okay.
Most people have one or two, and I have one. She has four past lives, which is normal, because normal's 4 to 7. And remember, you have 18. She has four.
Yeah.
She has a possibility of having four children.
Okay.
And her IQ says she can figure out a newspaper article when she reads it once, a TV show, a book, people. So she's on a path of enlightenment writing now. Right now, she's starting to figure things out. She can laugh at a joke. She gets it. But then she can't repeat it. She forgets the punchline.
Oh, I'm the same way. So, girl, don't feel
that.
Bad.
I know that. Yeah. So that was her. So I hope she liked it. And, Rochelle, well, I hope you enjoyed that.
And Rochelle sounds like a very wonderful person.
Okay. Then Anita.
Okay. You're doing Anita now? Okay.
Okay. She's past 50. So she's going to live to what her lifeline shows, and it shows 92 to 93.
Okay.
She has the heaviest lines of anybody that I read out of this group, and they're the easiest for me to read, and I like them, and she is right-handed.
Okay.
And says for work, she gives 110% effort in everything she does, and she always finds ways to make money. So even as a young kid, she might have done chores or had an allowance or babysitting, or she had part-time jobs. It looks like now she's in a career path, and she likes it.
Okay.
She likes the camaraderie with coworkers. She has fun at work, and she likes to make things interesting.
Wow.
And then Sarah is the last one. And Sarah had the longest lifeline of anybody, and it shows 95 to 96 for longevity. And I didn't know how old Sarah was, so I don't know. I think she's going to the 120, 130 also.
So, can I just add this? Because if she's under 50 now, she would go to the 120 or 130.
Yeah.
Correct?
Right. Anybody.
Okay.
And people that are on the cusp, which is you, because you're really not 49. We're all 9 months older than we think we are.
Right.
So you're really 50. You're the same age as my son.
Well, remember, Myrna Lou, when you did my reading, you did that a year ago.
Yeah.
So I was only 48 then.
Yeah, right. But you're on the cusp. 48 to 52 is called the maybes.
Oh, okay.
The cusp.
Well, let's just keep us thinking I'm going to live till 120, okay?
Okay. So Sarah's healthy, strong, and she's full of it.
Full of
bright ideas and fun and wants to do things. It says she was sickly at a young age, not a good eater, but a few years later she came out of that. She had a little bit of ear, nose, and throat stuff, and then she outgrew it.
Okay.
She has four angels, and normal is one or two.
Yeah.
So she actually is protected in front, back, and both sides. And guardian angels are people who've died since you've been born. They get buried or cremated, and their spirit hangs out with you. So they protect you, and they don't let you get West Nile or fall out of an airplane or run into road rage.
Mm-hmm.
And she has 11 past lives.
Okay.
And the average is 4 to 7. So she's 1,100 years old to year 18. I've been here once. I'm 100 plus now. And each time we come back, the sex changes. So you're the man, then you're the grandma, then you're the grandpa, then you're a little boy, then you're a little girl. And it changes each time, male, female.
Okay.
I give a lecture over 20 past lives, so both all of you missed that.
Okay.
And she's the only one today with the most past lives.
Wow,
not
how
counting
interesting.
You.
Now, what
did you... Because I read you before.
That's right, yeah. So was there anything else about Sarah? That was amazing.
That's what I got. That's now, what I picked out.
Can I ask you a question? Now, I don't know if you saw this or not. In Ross's, did you see how many angels were with him?
Yeah, he has two.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Just recently, our dog Molly died.
I know she's
with me. I know that. Now,
yeah, but humans come back as humans. Animals come back as animals.
Right,
so
but
if you got another animal, it could be.
No. What I'm getting at is the angels that are with us.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you did my reading, you said I had two with me.
Yeah.
So now, because Molly's on the other side now, I know she's with me. I feel her, and she's right there. So would that change that it would be three? Like,
no, because animals aren't the kind of, you have an animal guide.
Right.
Animal totems and animal guides are different than human guardian angels.
Okay, so they're
so
human
animals
guardian
are
angels.
Animal, yeah, these are
okay.
human.
Now, can you look at someone's hand when you say there's two with me? Can you tell who they are?
No, I can't.
You can't, okay, so.
And sometimes you don't know who they are, and sometimes you do.
Yeah.
So the reason you can't tell is because maybe you were 2 months old and a neighbor told your mother you were the most gorgeous baby she's ever laid eyes on. She's 90.
Yeah.
She dies. Your mother can't go to the funeral. She's home with a newborn.
Yeah.
And you never even hear about that neighbor your whole life. Never, nobody ever told you. But when she gets buried, she decides she's going to go to high school with you, get married when you do everything with you and take care of you because she thought you were so wonderful.
Yeah.
So that could be one. Or it could be a great-grandpa whose name you never heard. Or it could be somebody in high school that had a crush on you, and you never even gave them the time of day. You didn't know it.
Yeah.
See? So it could be all kinds of things like that.
Yeah. Now, can I ask you, do you teach people how to read their palms?
Yeah, I do classes, and I teach them in my home, and I teach them at rec centers and senior centers. And my classes take 2 hours. I just had a woman fly here from Indiana to take it.
Wow.
She stayed here 3 days.
Okay.
And so she was sightseeing, and I took her to lunch and everything.
Nice.
And so now she emailed me, and she's making money.
Okay.
As soon as she learned it, she went back, and she goes, I'm the only one in this town doing this. I am deluged. I can't even handle all the people that want it.
You know, I have to say, and everyone listening, when you have a session with Myrna Lou, she shared a little bit about, you know, everyone who you heard tonight. But when you get a report for her, it really is eye-opening, spiritually growing. It just really can help you see a lot more about yourself that you maybe didn't see.
Well, it makes the person think.
It does. It really does. Now, let me ask you this. Can you read your own palm?
Yeah, I read it all the time now. But when I was young, I didn't. I read my sister, and she was number one when she was 6 years old, and I was 10.
Oh, okay.
And so to this day, she won't let me look at her hand.
So when you looked at my hand, and you did this reading in 2011.
Yeah, now, right in January.
That's right. Now, here we are like a year and a half later. Would my hand tell you something different?
Of course, because every time you have an experience that makes an impression on your mind, it shows up in the hand. So if you would have had a real horrible health problem, I would have said, so you had a terrible health problem since I read you last.
Okay.
Or now because you have the jumbled up thing with the moving and all that, probably not on there because you haven't moved into the new house yet. But when it's finished and you move in, it'll be on your hand. It'll be on both your hands.
Yeah, well, I know
the motion and the getting used to a new kitchen and, you know, all that will show up on your hand.
Well, I know that you said to me when we talked on the phone, did I get my hosting of a TV show yet? And you haven't seen my hand, but I have to share a little secret with everyone about you that you're very intuitive, very psychic as well.
And you got it.
Yeah, because I have the same messages come to me about hosting a TV show. So maybe Christopher and I are doing this together. But
who knows? You know, he's going
to
be.
I'd love to have a TV show with Sue. I think that'd be great.
We have so
he's
much.
He's going to be doing entertainment stuff for the rep, you know, all the time. So.
You know what, Myrna? I love you, and we're out of time, my friend.
Oh, and we didn't get to talk about my first book's called May I See Your Hand, and people can teach themselves from that book, too.
Yeah, and that's what I want to say. Guys, I really want to encourage you to go to Myrna Lou's website. It's MyrnaLouPalmistry.com. Myrna Lou, in about 20 seconds, tell everyone the titles of the books.
Okay, May I See Your Hand, Palm Reading for Fun and Profit, Soulmate Connections, Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Relationships, Love, Romance, and Soulmates, and Diary of a Palm Reader.
And
those are my three books.
The website, again?
MyrnaLouPalmistry.com.
And to book a reading with you, share that with everyone quickly.
HMG at Private Eye. PRIVATEI, the letter I.com.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank my guest today, Myrna Lou Goldbaum, for being with us. And I want to thank...
That was a fast hour, wasn't it?
I know. And I want to thank all of you who sent your palms in, scanned them, and sent them in. Appreciate you having you part of the show today. And please, go to Myrna Lou's website. Check it out. Again, I want to thank all of you for tuning in. And congratulations to our two listeners who won those great prizes. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific time. And just a reminder, I'm going to be back tomorrow at 11:30 Pacific time, which is 2:30 Eastern time, filling that host seat for Dr. Pat Show. And that will be heard right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com, WBLQ 1230 AM radio, and KKNW AM radio in Seattle, Washington. And my guest is going to be Missy Bystrom. You'll remember Missy a month ago, she was on and we talked about getting organized. Well, she's going to help you organize your time. And next week, we've got a phenomenal show. Carolyn Kalil will be with us, and she's going to help you discover your purpose in life. Some homework for y'all. Go to the website truecolorscareer.com and do her test on there and discover your color, which will tell you about your purpose. Awesome stuff, guys. On behalf of my guest, Myrna Lou Goldbaum, and myself, Sue London, and my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. So have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.